Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we are exploring Get Smart by Brian Tracy, a book that offers invaluable insights into maximizing your mental capabilities and achieving a happier, more fulfilling life. Published in 2016, this work delves into how a shift toward long-term positive thinking and perspective can transform daily challenges into opportunities for growth. Brian Tracy, a prolific author and the CEO of Brian Tracy International, brings his extensive experience in coaching for personal and professional development to this book. With successes like No Excuses, The Power of Self-Discipline, and The Psychology of Selling under his belt, Tracy's expertise in harnessing the power of self-discipline and strategic thinking is well recognized. Get Smart is particularly suited for autodidacts eager to expand their knowledge, individuals seeking to enhance their life satisfaction, and creative minds looking to boost their productivity. Through a series of practical tips, Tracy guides readers on how to tap into their latent brain power and leverage it for better results in all facets of life. Whether you're looking to overhaul your outlook, enhance your productivity, or simply find more joy in your everyday experiences, Get Smart serves as a critical tool in your quest for personal excellence. Tune in to discover how you can turn every obstacle into a stepping stone towards your success. Get Smart: How to Think and Act Like the Most Successful and Highest Paid People in Every Field. Introduction. Boost your brain power for greater success. Ever found yourself feeling a notch below on the intellectual scale when compared to others? Perhaps you've even resigned yourself to thinking that creativity and prowess in problem solving or tech are just gifts that others possess but not you. Well, it's time to shift that mindset. The truth is, those awe-inspiring individuals are likely not any more special than you. They just utilize more of their brain's potential. This is the cornerstone of self-help expert Brian Tracy's teachings. He argues that we all have the ability to harness and enhance our cognitive capabilities. In this insightful segment, inspired by Tracy's strategies, we invite you to unlock your brain's full potential. Armed with simple yet powerful rules, you'll discover how to activate and challenge your mind towards achieving greater success. This segment reveals three essential insights. First, discover why envying your neighbor's shiny new Mercedes could actually be a healthy motivation for your own success. It isn't about materialistic desires, but about setting a benchmark for personal achievement and growth. Next, learn the art of thinking slowly but positively. In a world that glorifies speed and instant results, thoughtful and deliberate contemplation can lead to more profound and lasting solutions. Lastly, understand the detrimental mindset that led to the downfall of a major player like Borders Books. Reflecting on such failures can provide powerful lessons on what to avoid and how to better prepare for change and innovation in your own ventures. By the end of this segment, you will be equipped to use your mental faculties more effectively, steering you towards the success you envision. Harness these insights and start firing up those extra neurons today. Part 1. Change your perspective to tap into hidden brain power. Imagine for a moment that your brain is like a bank account with a balance of $1 million, but you can only access $20,000 of it. Frustrating, right? Surprisingly, this analogy isn't far off from how we typically utilize our brain power. Recent studies suggest that the average person only taps into about 2% of their mental capacity. So, what happens to the other 98%? Well, consider this. Each human brain holds approximately 100 billion cells, each connected to around 20,000 others. Tony Buzan, a brain expert, claims that if we could fully activate these connections, each of us could generate more ideas than the total number of molecules in the universe. The key to unlocking this staggering potential starts with a simple but powerful shift in perspective. The way we perceive the world profoundly impacts our ability to harness our cognitive abilities. An optimist sees opportunities and growth in every challenge, while a pessimist might only focus on obstacles and setbacks. Take, for instance, how different individuals might react to constructive feedback. The pessimist may wallow in feelings of failure, whereas the optimist views it as an invaluable learning opportunity. Our perspectives, however, are often constricted by our limited experiences and understanding, much like the protagonists of a famous Buddhist story about six blind men and an elephant. Each man touches a different part of the elephant and draws his own conclusion about what the creature is like. A blanket, a spear, a tree trunk, a wall, a rope, and a rock. None wholly wrong, but none entirely right either. They each miss the fuller picture by focusing only on one aspect. To truly tap into the vast reserves of our brain power, we must strive to broaden our perspectives. This is not about seeing more, but seeing better and deeper, understanding the fuller picture rather than just parts. Moving forward, we will explore how you can reshape your perspective, enabling you not only to think differently, but to live a life filled with greater success and fulfillment. Part 2. Master the art of long-term planning, coupled with immediate action. In life's grand playbook, your approach to planning can significantly shape your future. You can choose to live in the moment, prioritizing immediate gratification, or you can adopt a more strategic viewpoint, focusing on the long haul. Both paths have their place, but when it comes to achieving lasting happiness and success, long-term thinking often takes the lead. Historically, the advantages of long-term thinking have been well documented. Harvard professor Edward Banfield's 1970 research highlighted that individuals from diverse socioeconomic backgrounds who thought further into the future tended to earn more and achieve greater success. Remarkably, their edge didn't stem from superior IQs, but from their foresight, considering how each action could propel them towards their ultimate goals. This principle holds true even in contemporary settings. According to a Forbes report from 2015, a significant proportion of new billionaires, approximately 66%, were self-made, having built their fortunes from humble beginnings through meticulous, long-term planning. To align yourself with such successful figures, start by envisioning where you want to be in 5 years. Assess critical aspects of your life, including career, personal development, health, and financial independence. Based on this broad evaluation, you can make informed decisions and set practical, achievable goals. However, brilliant planning alone doesn't lead to results. Action does. Consider the current retirement savings scenario. About 70% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, often neglecting long-term financial security for short-term pleasures like the latest cars or gadgets. The consequences of such short-term thinking become starkly apparent during retirement. To sidestep this predicament, put an actionable plan in place now, opening a savings account and regularly dedicating 10 to 15% of your income towards it can leverage the power of compound interest. Even modest monthly contributions, such as $100, can accumulate into a substantial nest egg over the years. Remember, procrastination or prioritizing immediate joys can significantly diminish your financial security in later years. Ultimately, merging long-term vision with decisive, immediate actions can dramatically enhance not just your financial well-being, but your overall life trajectory. Start planning today and take proactive steps towards a prosperous future. Part 3. Decelerate your thinking to make wiser decisions. Our thoughts can often resemble the fleeting bubbles in a champagne glass, vivid and sparkling, but disappearing almost as soon as they appear. While this bubbling activity can be mesmerizing, it often lacks depth and substance, leading us to make decisions on the fly that are influenced more by emotions than by rational thought. In the hustle of everyday life, the urge to respond instantly, be it to a message on our phone or a comment from a colleague, can drive us to make hasty decisions that we might later regret. Yet there's a more effective way to harness the power of our minds. Nobel Prize-winning psychologist Daniel Kahneman categorizes our thinking into two distinct types: fast, impulsive thinking, and slow, deliberate thinking. While the fast type triggers immediate, often emotional reactions, it's the slow thinking process that provides us with the ability to make calculated, thoughtful decisions, especially when it comes to long-term goals. Thankfully, engaging our slow thinking capabilities is not as challenging as it might seem. By allowing ourselves more time to deliberate over decisions, we can drastically improve our decision-making quality. Here are a few practical methods to foster slow, deliberate thinking. First, implement a 72-hour rule for important decisions. By giving yourself 3 days to consider your options, you allow the slower, more analytical part of your brain to process the information thoroughly. Additionally, embrace solitude to spark deep thinking. Allocating 30 to 60 minutes daily to quiet reflection without distractions, like phones or music, can significantly enhance your cognitive processes. An efficient framework to systematize your slow thinking is the GASPA model, which breaks down the decision-making process into manageable steps. Goals: define the results you aspire to achieve over a given time frame. For instance, determine the growth targets you want to hit in the next 5 years. Objectives: set smaller, intermediate targets that pave the way to achieving your main goals, like your annual growth metrics. Strategies: devise specific methods to reach these objectives. What marketing strategies or operational changes will you implement? Priorities: pinpoint the most critical actions that will drive your strategies forward. Actions: focus on the daily tasks and activities that are essential to realizing your overall goals. Walking through the GOSNPA model, step by step offers a structured method for tapping into your slow thinking, making it an indispensable tool for crafting effective long-term strategies. The next time you face a significant strategic decision, consider using these techniques and the GOSPA model as your blueprint for action. By slowing down and thinking things through, you set the stage for more successful and sustainable outcomes in your professional and personal life. Part 4: Unlock Business Success Through Diligent Research and Critical Questioning. In our discussions about personal development and perspective shifts, we've covered substantial ground. Now let's pivot towards how these concepts can significantly impact your business ventures. Consider this startling statistic: 80% of new products fail and are eventually withdrawn from the market. But why is this the case? According to Forbes, the overriding factor is simple yet profound: customer demand. Without a market demand, even the most innovative products are doomed to fail. So how can you ensure that your product doesn't fall into this majority? The answer lies in the rigor of your research and the quality of the questions you ask. Thorough research is the backbone of any successful business. Without a deep understanding of your potential market, the chance of failure skyrockets. Start by consulting experts in your field who can provide valuable insights into the viability of your idea. Additionally, draw on the experiences of those who have embarked on similar business ventures. A simple online search can reveal a wealth of information about previous attempts similar to your own, giving you a clearer roadmap of what to expect. But gathering information is just the beginning. Once you have a preliminary product idea, the next critical step is to test its market potential. However, beware of falling into the trap of confirmation bias, seeking only information that confirms your preconceptions. Instead, adopt a scientific mindset. Formulate a hypothesis about your product's market appeal. For instance, if you're developing a new type of laundry detergent, your hypothesis might be, "Consumers will prefer my laundry detergent over existing brands." Then, actively seek out reasons why this statement might be false. Engage potential customers in discussions about why they might reject your product in favor of others. This approach not only tests the resilience of your product idea, but also exposes any potential flaws that could lead to its downfall. This method demands honesty and a willingness to accept failure as a part of the learning process. Embrace the possibility that your product might not succeed in its current form and be ready to pivot or make adjustments based on genuine customer feedback. By rigorously questioning your product's market fit and being open to critiques, you set the stage for true innovation and increase your chances of success in the competitive business landscape. Remember, in business as in science, a willingness to disprove your own assumptions can lead to your greatest breakthroughs. Part 5. Staying grounded with written goals in a fast-paced world. In today's rapidly evolving landscape, where technological advances and global communications move at dizzying speeds and competition is ever intensifying, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. Without a clear direction, keeping pace with these changes can feel like an exhausting battle. For those looking to navigate this chaos with clarity and purpose, the power of goal setting cannot be underestimated. Clear, well-defined goals act as beacons, helping us discern valuable information from distractions and adjust smoothly to the ever-changing environment. Despite their effectiveness, surprisingly few people employ this strategy. Only about 3% of the population has a concrete set of written goals to guide them through life's complexities. If you're not part of this minority, now is the perfect time to join. Start by taking a plain piece of paper. Yes, writing your goals down physically can tremendously boost their potency. Reflect on what you aspire to achieve in the upcoming year. Envision about 10 relevant objectives. Some might be achievable in the short term, while others could take up to a year to accomplish. When you jot these down, phrase each goal in the present tense, make them personal, and ensure they convey positivity. For instance, instead of saying, "I want to stop eating junk food," reframe it to say, "I am a healthy eater." If your ambition is to write a book, articulate it like so: "I complete my novel by the 31st of August this year." Next, identify the goal that resonates most deeply with you, one that you are particularly passionate about achieving within the year. This goal now becomes your major definite purpose. Now take another fresh sheet and list at least 20 actionable steps you can take to realize this main goal. These actions could range from research potential editors to enroll in a professional writing course if your goal is to complete a novel. Convert this action list into a checklist. Begin immediately by tackling the first item on your list. Make a commitment to check off at least one action daily. With consistent effort, your overarching goal will gradually transition from a distant dream to a tangible reality. By cultivating the habit of setting and following through on written goals, you can maintain focus and momentum, no matter how turbulent the world around you becomes. Part 6. Maximize productivity by focusing on key tasks at work. From a young age, we're taught the importance of play, a vital part of our education and development. However, as we transition from the schoolyard to the workplace, the propensity to play can morph into procrastination, severely impacting our professional productivity. Research reveals that the average employee is truly productive for just a few hours each day, roughly from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and much of this time is still spent socializing rather than working. This trend of prioritizing leisure over labor not only diminishes our work efficiency, but also our potential to excel and increase our earnings. In the professional realm, your earning ability, essentially what others are willing to pay you for your skills and output, is your most valuable asset. Success in your career is heavily predicated on how efficiently and effectively you can complete tasks. To see significant improvement in your productivity, it is essential to adopt a work ethic where every minute at work is spent on meaningful tasks, rather than being squandered on distractions like casual coffee breaks, aimless internet browsing, or frequent social media checks. Implementing the law of three can be a transformative strategy in enhancing your workplace productivity. This principle suggests that only three key tasks contribute to 90% of your valuable outcomes. Start by listing all your tasks and then methodically determine the three most critical ones by asking yourself, 1. If I could complete only one task today, which task would have the greatest impact? 2. If I could add one more task, what would be the second most impactful task? 3. Finally, what is the third most crucial task that would contribute significantly to my results today? Consulting with colleagues or your supervisor can provide additional perspectives on which tasks are truly essential. Focusing your efforts on these three tasks will not only boost your productivity, but also significantly enhance your value to your company. By consistently prioritizing and accomplishing these top three tasks, you'll ensure that your time at work is not just busy, but genuinely productive, paving the way for increased professional success and personal satisfaction. Part 7. Embrace continual learning for success in an ever-evolving world. We are living through profoundly dynamic times, perhaps more tumultuous than any other period in human history. To thrive in this environment, a flexible, continually learning mindset is not just beneficial, it's essential. Consider the cautionary tale of Borders, a giant in the retail book industry that failed spectacularly with the rise of digital giants like the Kindle and iPad. This stark example underscores the peril of rigidity and the critical need for adaptability in the face of technological advancements. To steer clear of such pitfalls, cultivating flexibility in your thinking is key. Flexible thinking allows you to swiftly adapt and respond to new changes and challenges effectively. This trait was notably absent in Borders' strategy, leading to its ultimate downfall. But how can you develop a mindset conducive to flexible thinking? One effective technique is zero-based thinking, as recommended by the author. This involves regularly evaluating the continuing relevance and value of your actions and decisions by asking yourself, knowing what I now know, would I choose to start doing this again today? Apply this questioning to various aspects of your life. It could be a personal relationship that no longer serves you well, a business decision that's proving counterproductive, or a career path that doesn't fulfill your aspirations. Undertaking zero-based thinking can lead to difficult realizations. For instance, acknowledging that certain decisions, whether they're investments of time, money, or emotional energy, were mistakes. It requires honesty, often admitting defeat, and the readiness to cut losses. While this process can be painful, it's usually more beneficial in the long run. The act of decisively moving away from unproductive or unrewarding activities frees up resources and energy. It also cultivates a mindset that is nimble and ready to seize new opportunities without being bogged down by past baggage. By practicing flexible thinking and continually adjusting your strategies based on current knowledge and conditions, you position yourself to navigate the complexities of the modern world more effectively. This approach doesn't just help you avoid the pitfalls that befell companies like Borders. It can also lead to significant personal and professional growth. Part 8. Embrace creativity to transcend mechanical thinking. Much like the unpredictable results of a first attempt at a new recipe, taking creative risks can sometimes lead to less than desirable outcomes. However, just as a skilled chef learns from initial culinary setbacks to potentially create a new favorite dish, effective thinking requires a willingness to experiment, fail, and innovate. Mechanical thinking, which is characterized by seeing outcomes in black and white extremes, either success or failure, can severely limit progress. Individuals who adhere to this mindset typically resist new ideas out of fear of failure and subsequent criticism, which can keep them trapped in obsolete practices and old ways of thinking. Consider a restaurant that hasn't updated its decor or menu in decades, likely managed by someone with a mechanical mindset. It remains stagnant, potentially losing out to competitors who adapt more readily to new trends and customer preferences. In contrast, creative thinkers thrive on seeking and implementing improvements. They focus on solutions rather than dwelling on problems, a mindset that fosters success and adaptability. To shift from mechanical to creative thinking, you can take several actionable steps. 1. Identify the problem. Begin by examining your current operations to pinpoint challenges. For instance, if you're a business owner and revenue is falling, delve deeper than the surface. It's easy to say, "We're not earning enough," but why is that the case? Perhaps it's not just an issue of low sales, but rather that the product lacks features found in competing offerings, or it isn't compatible with the latest technology. 2. Break it down. Continuously refine your problem statement until you uncover the core issue. In doing so, you move closer to a genuine understanding of what needs to be addressed, rather than just treating symptoms of a deeper problem. 3. Generate solutions. With a clear problem defined, brainstorm potential solutions. Engage your team in this process to leverage diverse perspectives and expertise. 4. Evaluate and decide. Lay out all the potential solutions and assess them. Determine which one holds the most promise for addressing the core issue effectively. 5. Implement and monitor. Once a solution is chosen, establish key performance indicators, KPIs, to monitor its effectiveness. Assign responsibility to an individual or a team for implementation and set a clear deadline. 6. Plan for contingencies. Recognize that not every solution will work as anticipated. Prepare backup plans to pivot quickly if needed. By adopting a structured approach to creative problem solving, you not only enhance your ability to adapt and innovate, but also significantly improve your chances of thriving in a competitive and ever-changing environment. This methodical yet flexible strategy helps break free from the confines of mechanical thinking, paving the way for growth and success. Part 9. Adopt a wealthy mindset to unlock financial success. Ever wondered why some people amass wealth seemingly effortlessly while others struggle financially? While you might expect some secret formula to wealth, the truth is simpler and more accessible. It starts by adopting the mindset of the wealthy. This concept is rooted in the law of correspondence, which suggests that your internal perceptions deeply influence your external reality. If you truly believe in your own value, work ethic, and contributions to the world, you will start to see these beliefs reflected in your life's achievements. Take the example of the author who transformed his financial situation by shifting his mindset. Initially struck by envy upon seeing a classmate arrive in a luxurious Mercedes, he decided to emulate the traits of the wealthy. He educated himself on the lifestyles and habits of billionaires, sought better employment opportunities, and worked diligently. His efforts paid dividends, quite literally, allowing him to purchase the same model of Mercedes and marking his entry into a successful life. If your goal is to cultivate wealth, begin by studying those who have already achieved it. Watch interviews with billionaires, read their biographies, and observe the patterns in their behavior, especially the habits that contribute to their success. The significance of habits cannot be overstressed. They form about 95% of our behaviors. To develop beneficial habits, focus on one at a time. For instance, if you decide to wake up early, commit to it daily until it becomes second nature, usually taking about 20 to 30 days. Then, proceed to another constructive habit, such as meticulous weekly planning or efficient investment management. Even with several good habits in place, avoid complacency. The mindset of the wealthy involves continual growth and learning. They are perpetually scouting for new opportunities and ways to expand their understanding and influence. Embracing a wealthy mindset isn't just about financial gain, it's about transforming your approach to life. By aligning your internal attitudes with the qualities you observe in successful individuals, you pave the way for not only financial abundance, but also personal and professional growth. Keep learning, keep striving, and let your mindset propel you to the heights of success you aspire to reach. Final summary. The overarching theme of this discussion emphasizes the profound difference between ineffective and effective mental habits. An unfocused and easily swayed mind tends to cling to negative stereotypes and reinforce existing biases, whereas a well-tuned and innovative brain views the world through a lens of possibility and opportunity. To navigate life successfully, it's crucial to avoid the traps of procrastination and rigidity. Embrace a mentality of flexibility and readiness to adapt, which are indispensable in our fast-paced world. Clearly, articulating your goals on paper can dramatically enhance your ability to focus and achieve them. Moreover, regularly shifting your perspective can unlock new possibilities and broaden your understanding of various scenarios. In terms of financial success, thinking like the wealthy can also catalyze significant changes in your approach to money management and career growth. Wealth isn't solely about accumulating money. It's equally about cultivating a mindset of abundance, proactivity, and learning. In essence, nurturing a sharp, creative, and disciplined mind is the key to recognizing and seizing the positive opportunities around you. Embrace these habits, and you will not only enhance your intellectual capabilities, but also improve your overall quality of life and achieve your desired success. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.